Hey, Kids Creek family, this is Ashley, and welcome back to your family Christmas devotional. A few minutes to fill your home or car with hope and remind you that God is with us. So let me ask, have you ever thought of your feet as beautiful? Probably not, right? Feet can get really dirty and maybe even a little stinky sometimes. You wouldn't usually say, wow, look at my beautiful feet. But this verse says that the feet that bring the good news of Jesus are beautiful. Wait, how can dirty feet be beautiful? Well, let's find out. Today I'm reading Romans 10, 14 through 15 in the NIRV. How can they call on him unless they believe in him? How can they believe in him unless they hear about him? How can they hear about him unless someone preaches to them? And how can they preach without being sent? It is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. In Bible times, feet were considered dirty because people walked everywhere. They didn't have cars or sneakers, just sandals or sometimes no shoes at all. The roads were dusty and muddy, and by the end of the day, everyone's feet were gross. So now think about what God says here. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news? God isn't saying our feet look fancy. He's saying that when we use our feet to go and share his love, that makes them beautiful. Every step we take towards serving, helping, praying, or sharing about Jesus brings hope to someone else. When we walk in kindness, forgiveness, or love, we're walking in God's light. And that's what makes our feet beautiful. So next time you take a step into your school, your neighbor's house, or even in your living room, remember, God can use your steps to carry his hope. Because God is with us, every step we take can shine his light. So let's pray about it. Lord, send us with good news. Make our steps bold and kind. Thank you for walking with us. Amen. All right, so before we finish up, let's go over what we heard today. What is something our feet can bring? Who might need to hear from you this week? Okay, so here's your big reminder. God is with us always. Check out day 24 tomorrow and learn about the power to share.